From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has announced plans for a broad international meeting on Syria during the coming week, stepping up diplomatic efforts to reach a political settlement of the prolonged and bloody conflict there. Kerry spoke to reporters in Vienna late Friday after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Officials say the two senior officials were trying to find common ground between Washington and Moscow in their discussions about Syria's political future. After his talks in Vienna, Kerry will meet next in Amman with Jordanian officials and with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Kerry and Lavrov also are meeting with representatives from Turkey and Saudi Arabia. South African students won a major victory Friday after more than a week of protests against university fee hikes earned them a meeting with the president. President Jacob Zuma announced after meeting with student leaders and academics that universities would not increase fees in the coming year.
On the matter at hand, we agreed that there will be a zero increase of university fees in 2016. Discussions will continue looking at broader issues than the fees.
But that meeting was not without turmoil as leaders talked behind closed doors in Pretoria. Police outside fired stun grenades and used water cannon after some student protesters tried to force their way into the premises. Student groups have said they will not halt protests until all of their demands are met. From Washington, this is VOA News. At least 18 people have been killed and 20 wounded in a suicide bombing at a mosque in Maiduguri, Nigeria, in a blast that occurred during morning prayers. This is the latest in a series of bomb attacks in the birthplace of the Boko Haram militant group. Rights group Amnesty International said this month that Boko Haram has killed more than 3,500 civilians so far in 2015. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton gave a forceful defense of her handling of the 2012 terrorist attacks on the U.S. mission in Benghazi, Libya, Thursday, in the face of tough questioning by Republicans. Clinton's appearance before the House Select Committee on the Benghazi attacks came at a key point in her campaign for the White House. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
Clinton was questioned for hours about the 2012 attacks in Benghazi that took the lives of four Americans, including her friend, Ambassador Chris Stevens.
You know, I would imagine I've thought more about what happened than all of you put together. I've lost more sleep than all of you put together. I have been racking my brain about what more could have been done or should have been done.
Republican Lynn Westmoreland said Clinton ignored previous threats to the U.S. mission in Benghazi.
It's not a matter if you knew about them. It's a matter of what you did about them. And to us, the answer to that is nothing.
We were certainly aware that the situation across Libya was becoming more dangerous and that there were particular concerns about eastern Libya.
Clinton said the requests for additional security never reached her and were handled by security experts. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Israel has lifted age restrictions on Muslim worshippers at a sensitive East Jerusalem holy site amid increased diplomatic efforts to end the violence between Israelis and Palestinians. This as Israel's military says a Palestinian was shot on Friday after stabbing an Israeli soldier. At least 42 people, mostly retirees, are believed to have died in a road accident near the French city of Bordeaux in what's being called the nation's worst traffic accident in three decades. Officials say a truck crashed into a bus, causing both vehicles to burst into flames. Hurricane Patricia is heading for landfall later Friday in southwestern Mexico. With maximum sustained winds near 325 kilometers per hour, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said Patricia is the strongest hurricane ever recorded in the eastern North Pacific Ocean. The Hurricane Center said Patricia is expected to bring rainfall of up to 50 centimeters in some areas. Mexican authorities have declared a state of emergency in dozens of municipalities. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.